Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second, the first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second, the second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third, the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Andrews reaches third base with a triple. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Petrocelli moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Foy moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Foy scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Jones reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Foy hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards second. Andrews scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moorhead strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Lou Johnson now playing right field. Vicente Romo now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Romo covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Romo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Romo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May pinch hits for Larry Brown. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing shortstop. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foy strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moorhead is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.